Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. In our society today, we must prepare for attacks on preaching the Word of God. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Much of the Constitution actually was written with biblical principles in mind. And of course, the Bible has a lot to say about this subject.
That's right, Jimmy. Of course, that's absolutely right. This doesn't mean that we think that all the framers of the Constitution were born-again Christians or that America is necessarily a Christian nation today, but does mean that the Word of God provided an ethical and moral foundation upon which this country was built.
And so therefore, then, let's wrap up by talking about what this ruling might mean for churches and for ministries and some things that we can do that may help protect us as we go forward.
Well, we've talked about this before, even going back to 2015 when the Supreme Court ruled that states couldn't deny marriage licenses to same-sex couples and how this would affect churches and schools and ministries and even Christian businesses. Now, I think that churches have the most protection under the First Amendment, but doctrinal statements and constitutions of those churches need to be very clear in matters related to human sexuality. And unfortunately, churches, especially smaller ones, don't always keep up to date. And of course, no one even thought about these things 20 or 30 years ago. But my greater concern is for ministries, especially schools and those that offer goods and services to the general public. You know, I think the day is coming, if we're not already there, when there won't be First Amendment protections, at least across the board and not consistently. For example, will schools be forced to hire teachers who affirm same-sex relationships or transgenderism? And I think that Christian businesses are even more vulnerable. So I think clear statements need to be incorporated into bylaws and position papers need to be written, and it may even be good to refer to the First Amendment and appeal to that in whatever is stated. You know, society is in a downward spiral and things are only going to get worse for believers as time goes by. And I think, Jimmy, that even teaching the Word of God is going to come under attack, especially as we look at what's been happening in society. Even over the past 3 or 4 weeks, as we've seen these riots and the taking down of statues and just all kinds of things where society is being purged of things that we would consider connected to Christian values. Not that these statues are connected to that, but these are things that we need to be concerned about.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining why our society today may see attacks on preaching the Word of God. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Dave's report should get our attention to the day in which we are living. The Apostle Paul warned us of such days, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 3 and 4 tells us those days are coming and they could arrive very soon. Paul also said in verse 2, "Preach the word." And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...